Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, what happened here? Oh my gosh. No. Well, that's okay, that'll work. My screen is just going crazy nuts, kids, so I got to get this. It took away my... Oh, this is funny. Okay, well, if this will work, we're all right. If it won't work, we're in trouble. So, stop. Stop. Hey, stop. Yoo-hoo, stop. There we go. Thank you. No, don't do that again. It's just scrolling through my whole library and not really helping anything. And it's flicking back and forth and doing all kinds of funky stuff. So I don't know how to fix it. I don't know why it started doing this. It's just being really funky weird. So let's just stop it. See if I can. Come on. it just keeps scrolling through the whole studio. And it's like, no, don't do that. I don't want you to do that. Don't do that. Flash, flash, flash. That's not what you want to do. Okay? Just don't. I wonder what I'll do if I do this. No, we don't want that. Okay. Let's see if I find one as it's going by and click on it, what will happen? Yes, that's where I'm at, guys. That's where I'm at. It just keeps doing this funky thing, and I don't know why. I don't know why it started. Oh, my goodness sakes. Now, come on. Come on. Don't be. Hello. I know, honey. I know you're sitting there waiting, but I can't access anything while it's doing this funky stuff. This is just weird. Okay, let's see what is this going to be. I'm just going to pick one, guys, and we'll whatever it's going to play is what we're going to get. I don't know why it's doing this. What happened? No, don't. Just don't, okay? It's gone so fast I can't even pick one as it flies by. This is ridiculous. All right, I'm going to see if I can. I know, guys, I know, but I, Blog Talk, what can I tell you, huh? What can I tell you? Let's try this. Can I get it? Can I get it? Oh, my gosh. I've got no control over my board. It won't. Well, I can hear you now. That's something new. I've been trying to get you on the board for I don't know how long. But okay. I can't. I don't know if we're going to get a show. If I can't get this squared away and to stop doing this funky stuff, I don't know why it started doing this even.
What's it doing?
Well, normally I have my opening paragraphs are right in the middle of the screen, and to the left of that is my switchboard, to the right of that is my song list. Well, the center section has disappeared completely. I just now got you on. I've been trying for a good 3 minutes, and it just keeps scrolling up and down and up and down and up and down through the whole studio, the whole song list. I can't get it to stop. Mm-hmm. If I can get it to stop, I can't get it to play a song that I click on. It's like, no, you don't get it today. You're not. You're being stupid. We're not going to do that.
Turn it off and turn it off.
Oh,
and
no,
turn it back on.
That stops the show, and I can't get back into the show.
Mm.
So, I don't know. Stop, please. Stop. Give me this. All right. And then all of a sudden it'll flash with my paragraph column. So the whole thing will be there, but then it flashes off again. And I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's doing. Let's see. If I take this way, what does that do over here? Okay. I might have accidentally hit on it just because I'm mucking around and taking a chance on mucking the whole thing up. But, no, come on. You were there. What are you doing? Come back. There you go. Now stay there. And you stop. doing that stupid stuff. Well, I've kind of got, well, now my center section's gone again. See, I don't know what it's doing. It's not my computer. Blog Talk is having a really gay old time with me. And, yeah, it kind of sucks. But, hello. See, I got my center section back, and now all of a sudden, my switchboard
can
is gone.
Can chat hear us? Can chat hear us?
I don't have any idea, honey. I don't have any idea. Let's see. Well, nobody has said anything about it, so I don't know. He just said, Anne will sing for an hour. Well, that'd be nice, except I can't turn her on the switchboard. I got no access. Now, stop, you stupid thing. What the heck? Okay.
I can hear it.
Okay, well, that's good. But every time it flashes, it starts scrolling through the studio again. I can't get it to stop doing that so that I can play a song. I don't know what the heck is going on with this. Boy, you can bet Blog Talk's going to hear about this one, though. I'm just sitting here, all of a sudden I get funky stuff, and I can't play anything. Oh my goodness gosh. Hello. Nothing like this has ever happened before. And my center column will come back and then all of a sudden it goes away again. But let's see, what is this? Can I get one of these to play? No. Nothing will play. Oh, something's playing. I hit something.
Could I fall in love for the very first time? That's what I ask myself when your lips touch mine. Could I fall in love on a night like tonight? That's what I'd like to know. When I hold you tight, now that we're alone,
now that we're alone,
just a kiss apart,
just a kiss apart,
I have the answer from the feeling in my heart. Could I fall in love and forever be true? My heart tells me I could if I fell for you.
At least it was an Elvis song, guys. That was good. I found my center column. It's down below everything else, and I can't get the studio to quit scrolling. Okay. This is going to be a hit or miss show. It's going to be hit or miss. Because as it goes by, I'm going to click the arrow and see if I can get something to play. I have no idea what it's going to hit on. I don't know what we're going to get. So we're just going to get what we get. It's going to be funny.
All right. Well, let's go for it. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Let's see. What should I want to get past? What's this? Oh, it's a gospel song. Well, it's not playing it anyway, so I guess it's all right, huh? Now, come on.
My baby's long and tall, shaped like a cannonball. So every time she loves me, Lord, you can hear me squall. She cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine. Morning, noon, and night, she cried, ooh, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine. Kisses me, I get high every time she cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine.
This is ridiculously stupid. I even tried refreshing the page and it told me I was out of my mind. It just blanked out the whole thing. So I clicked it again and it came back to the craziness. I don't know. I don't know what to do about this. This is driving me insane. So, hey, you know, I guess we'll just live with it this time and have a catch-as-catch-can. Okay? Now,
do
wait.
What you can, all you can do.
My gosh, isn't that the truth? What's this? I'm just clicking stuff as it goes by, guys.
Yeah.
okay, I may have stumbled on something. But two, keep in mind, your mic will be live the whole show because I can't see it to go back and forth with mute. If I have the middle paragraph showing at the bottom of the screen, then it doesn't keep rolling through the library, and I can do it and find songs. It's just stopgap, but we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, as long as I can play something, we're all right. And while I got a chance, I'm playing your request, Sue. It's Stevie Wonder. I just called to say I love you.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup of candy hearts to give away. No first of spring. No song to sing. In fact,
I just called to say I love you.
I shouldn't even be talking because I don't really remember accurately, and so I just shouldn't let it fall out of my mouth. So, yeah, it was kind of long. Oh, my Lord. Okay. Since I've got this sort of kind of controlled, please, Lord, I'm going to start playing the things that he sent me. And the first one I'm going to play is one of the last ones he sent me, but I love it. It is so awesome. And you better get the Kleenexes. I'm sorry, but it's such a cool song. It reminds me of when I used to stand on my grandpa's feet and we'd dance around the living room. I mean, I was just a little tiny thing. I don't even remember how old I was. I just know I was really little, and I used to stand on grandpa's feet. So this is by Katie Thiesby, and Irish or Scots, sometimes I just can't tell the difference, but it's a wonderful song. When you were big and I was small.
This song is dedicated to my father, who was taken from this earth just far too soon. No more I'll hear his laughter or his singing. It ended on a summer day in June. The last song of the summer was a cuckoo outside the window of your room. It was the last time of that year I heard him calling. Your soul flew out the window late in June. I stood upon your feet, we danced together. Come on, Eileen, we spun from wall to wall. Childhood memories, they go on forever. Those days, you were big and I was small. You used to wake me up before the sun did, the scent of rashers cooking on the pan, and the radio was playing Come On Eileen. Lifted me and took me by the hand. Stood upon your feet, we danced together. dish up by the blue screen in the small room. Cigarette in hand and singing Grapefruit Moon. That is how I see you in your last day, in the dark and humming that old tune. I was small.
Yeah. Brings back memories. It just does. It just does. I have another one now. I love the video that goes with this song. It's a couple just slow dancing to it. And you just can't take your eyes off of them. It's wonderful. Oh, the stuff fantasies are made of, you know. This is Tommy Fleming. Yeah, really. This is Tommy Fleming, and the song is called A Dance As Old As Tears.
My love, I know, will find the answer here. But every night the mock candlelight still dances as old as tears. It's a dance as old.
I like that. That's a sweet song. Just like
oh,
a river.
Really?
Isn't that nice? You can just sway and dance. It's not as much fun as dancing by yourself, but, you know, hey, you do what you gotta, right? If nobody's around to dance with, you dance with yourself. What isn't there a song that says dancing by myself? Oh, I forget now. It went in and out again. The steel trap's not working today. It rusted away. It's gone. I have to replace it. Yeah, like that's going to happen. This is one that E gave me last week, and I didn't get a chance to play it, but I love it. I do. Well, what Elvis song don't you love, right? Anyway, that goes without saying. But this one is This Is My Heaven. It's FOV Take 5.
Yeah.
Let's see the take number.
Five.
It's FOV, take 5. Real quiet in the room.
ending. I like that song. I like that song. You know, it's kind of like no matter where you go, your heart stays home. That's just how it is. North Idaho. Oh, well. Where I live now is a lot like North Idaho, so I'm good. I'm totally good. Now I've got one that I remember from the movie The Rose. And Bette Midler sang this, and it made me cry. But this is Conway Twitty. He sent this. This is Conway Twitty doing The Rose.
Some say love, it is a river, and that it drowns the tender reed. And some say love, it's like a razor, and that it leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you, its only seed. The dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to give.
Your heart apart, won't it? I remember seeing that
really?
On America. Oh yeah, I remember seeing it on Britain's Got Talent.
Right.
Oh, God.
There is so much truth in that song.
Oh,
so
man.
Much truth.
There really is. Yeah. Well, this guy came out and sent his. He was so shy and so nervous. His face was literally beat red, and he was sweating, and the poor guy was just shaking so bad, I thought he was going to drop that mic. But when he started singing, oh, man, when he started singing, he got a golden buzzer. That was totally so cool. Yes, for singing this song. It was amazing. It was just completely amazing. All right.
Well,
now, we got
really
a lot
nice
of them.
Think,
oh, oh my gosh. That song never fails to get things running through my mind. You know? It's just all the heartaches and all the times that you try again and you ask yourself, why? Okay.
Well, and it does make you afraid to go forward sometimes. You know, it really does.
Oh, well, yeah, it does. But we don't usually have anything to say about that. We can say one thing, but God has different ideas, you know. So say whatever you want to if it makes you feel better, but God's going to do what he's going to do, and you need to be willing to follow. That's all. Sometimes that's hard, but, you know, whatever. Whatever. I'm here. Hit me one more time. That kind of thing. But, you know. Anyway, here's one from an Irishman. His family, the Furies, sing. They're a singing group over there. But this is Finbar Fury doing a solo. And this is called I Remember You Singing This Song. And you're going to need your tissues again, sweetheart.
I remember you singing this song. I remember how you blushed when you smiled. Love has a way of never letting go. Silly teardrops, they're filling my eyes. I remember when Father would sing this old song. He would tease you to sing along. He would sing out of key, just as happy as could be. I wonder if he's teasing you now. I remember the day my mother passed on. My father had gone just why. I sat in the church and I listened to all. From a distance I heard this old song. I wonder if he's teasing you now. I wonder if he's holding your hand. Love has a way of never letting go. Should I know you're together somehow?
Oh, yeah, and we all have somebody that song makes us think about. That's a great song. I love it. And that guy just adds his little Irish brogue to it, and it's like, that melts me. That just melts me. Anyway, something I forgot to tell you guys. Remember Tommy Fleming singing A Dance As Old As Tears? Where I told you about the video of the couple just dancing so slow and nice. Well, you know, he let me know that he rejected that song for the Potluck album because he didn't think it could be improved upon. So he just left it alone. Now that's integrity. You know, that to me, that's his integrity. I think that was wonderful, a wonderful reasoning, you know. I know when I was listening to it, that is one song that I couldn't in my mind hear him singing. So it was a good thing, you know. It was the right decision in the right direction at the right time. So there we go. Everything happens for a reason, and that was good. All right, here's another one he sent me by Joe Brown. Now, there is a fairly innocuous name if I ever heard one. Joe Brown. Okay. What is the name they use when they don't know somebody's name? They just put him down and John Doe. That's it. Joe Brown, that's almost as good. Anyway, I don't know where that came from. I don't. My mind functions very strangely sometimes. Anyway, here is a song. Yeah. Well, you know that, Sue. I mean, you know how off the wall I can. Well, in a way, yeah. My daddy wanted to teach me not to play with the electrical outlets. He stuck my finger in an electrical outlet once. Knocked me back on my butt so fast you couldn't even say Jack Robinson. I didn't touch any electrical outlets after that, but when I thought about it after I got older, I thought, why would you do that to a child? But that was my daddy. Uh-huh. What can I tell you? That was my daddy.
My oldest son, a baby, stuck a bobby pin in an outlet, and boy, did he get hot and get away from it in a hurry. And all he did was it caused him.
Well, something like that, I would wonder if it caused some damage to the wiring in the house.
Well, I didn't seem to.
Well, that's probably a good
thing. I wondered
night.
About him in his earlier years.
I was
going to
say his wiring may have been redone, but, you know.
But he's,
yeah,
he's fine now. He outgrew it.
Well, as far as you know.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure my wiring is fine, but you know, whatever. Anyway,
oh,
this
well.
Is what Joe Brown,
we
and
love,
he plays
we love you, Jenny. We understand you.
I would worry about that if I were you, girl. That might be a cause for concern. Anyway, this one's called I'll See You in My Dreams.
I'll see you in tender eyes that shine. They will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dreams. They will light my lonely way tonight. I'll see you in my dreams.
You know, that wasn't too bad for a ukulele.
No.
When you stop and think... No. Because keep in mind, Tiny Tim plays a ukulele, too. So it could be a lot worse. To me, a ukulele belongs with island music. Fits. But with this song, he did it very, very tastefully. So it was fine. It did okay. I didn't mind it at all. I didn't cringe once.
Good.
All right, here's another one. By Judy Collins. Do you all remember Judy Collins? She was that folk singer back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I would listen to her quite often. I never did decide whether I liked her or not. But that's okay. I mean, at least I listened to her. I guess that would be the sign of a good song, is if people listen to it, whether they like it or not. That's the sign of a good painting. So it works. Anyway, E sent this one as well this morning, and this is Judy Collins, Suzanne.
Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy. That's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come that you have no love to give her. She gets you on her wavelength and lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel. She's touched your perfect body with her mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from a lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men shall be sailors then until the
Much of our brains, as we all know.
You could learn to do that, you know. You could learn to do that. Another project, maybe? All right. Did it once. I did it once, so we'll... I just wonder. Okay, here's one I did last night. Enjoy it, I hope. If you don't, tell me.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're upon my pillow, hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window. With a good time, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender for the good time, for the good
time. Very nice. Very well done.
Oh, thank you, darling. I used to do that many, many years ago. Every day, as a matter of fact. But I always liked it. It was always a good song to do because I didn't have to think about it. It just kind of happened. And that doesn't
mm-hmm.
happen very often, you know. So, but thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. I was hoping you'd enjoy it. So,
yes,
there we go.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. I should do a concert. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I wouldn't put you through it. I'm kidding. Okay. I need an open mic. Well, open mics are all 40 minutes away, so that's not going to happen either. Anyway, I've got one that E gave me on Thursday that I didn't get a chance to do. Why? I don't know. I thought I'd done them all, but evidently not. So here is Mary McGregor, Torn Between Two Lovers, and I like this song. What do you do when you can't decide?
Love.
did like that song. It's kind of like, hey, you know what? If you can't decide, keep them both. I don't think I could handle the stress. Oh, Lordy. That would be a bit much. That would be a bit much. Anyway, okay. We need to pick it up a little bit, at least for one song, because I'm going to go to sleep if I don't. They're wonderful songs. They really are, but they're so, the music is kind of a soothing music, and it's slower paced, and it's like, okay, we need to liven this up. So how about Bobby Lewis from 1961, Tossin' and Turnin'?
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Blankets on the floor. Went to the kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. There was striking four.
Gets you up and shaking, doesn't it? I like it.
Mm-hmm. It does. Get you rocking and rolling. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Get your blood moving so you don't go to sleep for a while. Anyway, don't listen to that right before you go to bed and want to sleep. That's not a good idea. Not a good idea. And don't listen to Elvis doing If I Can Dream, because that'll keep you awake too. Anyway, I think now I have had this for over a week, and it's time to fit it in and get it done. It's Fats Domino and Elvis doing a combination of Blueberry Hill and Love Me. And E gave this to me, so why didn't I play it before? I'm not sure, but here it is now.
And a guy that was a kind of an inspiration to me when I started out in the business, I could say hello to Fats Domino. Fats, what?
Yeah.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Hot damn, honey, get on to it.
Blueberry Hill.
fall.
Number, I just can't help it. I played for such a wonderful man that I love so well. Like I said, I can't help it. I say it everywhere I play every night. I play this number so many times, and I think with this man every time I come to my bandstand. I play this for the great Elvis Presley, ladies and gentlemen.
Like that.
That was great. Great
compliment.
What
he said, yes. Yes, I was just going to say that. Thank you for saying it for me. It was really, really a good-hearted person to do that and say that about Elvis. That was fantastic. And I know Elvis would say the same thing about him, you know, because he was one of Elvis' inspirations. So I think that's fantastic. And speaking of which, I am going to play another Elvis song that he gave me last week, and it's from Blue Hawaii, so I know y'all are going to just hate it. You're going to just not. It's called No More.
No more do I see the starlight caress your hair. No more feel the tender kisses we used to share. I close my eyes and clearly my heart remembers. A thousand goodbyes could never put out the embers. Darling, I love you so, and my heart forever will belong to the memory of the love that we knew before. Please come back to my arms, we belong together. Come to me, let's be sweethearts again, then let us part no more. No more do I feel the touch of your hand on mine. No more see the love light making your dark eyes shine. Oh, how I wish I never had caused you sorrow. But don't ever say for us there is no tomorrow. Darling, I love you so, and my heart forever will belong to the memory of the love that we knew before. Please come back to my arms, we belong together. Come to me, let's be sweethearts again. And then let us part no more.
Wow. I like that. Even if it is a movie song, I like it anyway. Some of the movie songs are just so sappy and mushy, you know, not mushy in a solid hug kind of way, but mushy as in stepping in sloshy mud, you know what I mean? That's some of them, not a lot of them, but some of them are like that, and some of them are just, I think, super good songs, and some of those are in King Creole, and Love Me Tender. You know, there's my mind got stuck on a title and I could only get two words of it out, but anyway, there's two other movies that I really, really like. One of them doesn't have any songs in it. Y'all know what that one is. So that didn't have any good songs because it didn't have any songs. That's, and that, of course, is Charo. Yeah. Wild in the Country is the other one. There's a couple of good songs in that that just kind of melt you, you know. So there are some really super good movie songs, and there are some really super bad movie songs. They're all a mix, you know. That's all right. We watch them anyway, so can't be too bad. All right, I have two songs here that I want to play for you back to back. because they are brothers. One brother is doing the first song, another brother is doing the second song. And they're just so totally different. It amazes me. But yes, one is Eden Kane. He'll be doing the first song I'm going to play. The next one is Peter Sarsted, and he'll be doing the second song. It's, of course, they've got completely different names, so if you don't know it, you don't know it. But he told me that. How come I know it? Otherwise, I'd be in the realm of I don't know. But, I thought that was very interesting. But anyway, here's the first song by the first brother, Eden Kane, and the song is called Will I Ask.
My world in two. I don't think you're getting away with it. You're gonna pay me somehow. You cruelly wrecked my life, but oh, you want me now. Oh, baby, just you ask me. Get down on your knees and try. I won't break till I see you cry like me when I ask you. All right. I don't think you're getting away with it. You're gonna pay me somehow. You cruelly wrecked my life, but oh, you want me now. Just you ask me. Get down onto your knees and try. I won't break till I see you cry like me when I ask you.
Okay, we need to retitle that song. It's called Well, I Ask You. Well, from listening to him sing it, we need to change that to Well, I Ask You. Let's slang it up a little bit. It's more natural. That's all right. All right, now here is brother number two. That was Eden Kane. This is Peter Sarsted. And the song that he's doing is Where Do You Go To? My lovely.
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jamet, and your clothes are all made by Balmain. There's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. And you live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. Well, I've seen all your qualifications that you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does.
When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Joie-les-Bains with your carefully designed bottomless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs. And when the snow falls, you're found in Tamaris with the others of the jet set. And you sip your Napoleon brandy. You never get your lips wet somehow. But where do you go to, my lovely, if you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. Ha, ha, ha. And they say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire. But they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care. Give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? You better tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I remember the back streets of Naples and two children begging in the rags. They're both touched with their burning ambition to shake off their lonely bone tags as they try. So look into my face, mighty glad, and then remember just who you are. And then go and forget me forever. But I know you still bear the scar deep inside. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. Yes, I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head.
I don't know if that's a good idea. Looking inside my head could be a little dangerous sometimes, and it could be shocking. Sometimes merely surprising. Always. Always a surprise. Always a surprise. You never know what. It's like opening a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That's right.
Oh, my word. Yeah, that could be interesting. Good thing nobody can do it, huh? Well, I know one person that might be able to, but oh, well. I won't think about it. Okay, here is something E sent me that is quite now. Okay? It's a parody, but it's not a funny parody, okay? It's serious. This is a guy called Randy Bigness, and he's got these funky, droopy mustache things. Pure white. So pretty. So pretty, you know? But anyway, this is called Putin's Eve of Destruction. And it's done to the tune of Eve of Destruction.
The Eastern world is exploding. Putin's restless. The troops are rolling. Ukraine is under siege, but they're holding. Nobody knows for how long. We don't want
But he doesn't care. He's like a spoiled child. He just wants what he wants, and everybody's supposed to kowtow and say, yes, sir. I think he's got a surprise coming. It ain't going to be like that. Anyway, I have a song now that this guy was older. He was on Ireland's Got Talent. He has since died, but he won. He won. And I'm going to play the song that he did, and you'll understand why he won. This is a song that, remember Tom Jones doing it. Who did it before that, I don't know, because I remember Tom Jones. But this is Matthew Dodd doing I Who Have Nothing for Ireland's Got Talent.
Buys you diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds, but believe me, dear, when I say that he can give you the world, but he'll never love you the way I love you.
Guess what? He drove a bus for 40 years. Can you believe that? Wow. I was a bus driver. My question was, do you think he ever serenaded his passengers? That would have been fun. But he is gone now, so we can't ask him, unfortunately. But wow. What a voice. Oh, my gosh. That's why he won. I have something now. Do you guys remember P.J. Proby?
I don't.
He used to do demos for Elvis. And he was a performer in his own right. He performed for so many years. It was unbelievable. And he could sound a lot like Elvis, especially when he was younger, when he wanted to. And when he did the demos, that's how he did them. He did them sounding as much like Elvis as he could. Of course, you could tell the difference, but that's what he did. And that's how come I remember PJ. Good old PJ, you know. Oh, my gosh. And he just kept on going like the ever-ready bunny. So here is PJ doing Somewhere.
Place for us, somewhere, a place for us, peace and quiet and an open hand, wait for us somewhere. There's a time for us, a summer day, a time for us, time together with a time to spare, time to learn, time to care. And I don't want in this a place for us, a time and a place for us. Hold on my hand and we're halfway there. Hold my hand and I'll take you there. There is a place for us, a time and a place for us. Hold my hand and we're halfway there. Hold my hand and I'll take you there.
Love it. Always loved that song.
Beautiful.
Anyway.
Yeah,
that yes. Oh my gosh, he could really smash it out of the park. That was great. That song always, it's a song of hope. You know, really, when you listen to it, you know, somewhere, someday, we've got a place. I always loved that song. I always needed that hope when I was a teenager, you know, but I think a lot of teenagers do without realizing it. Anyway, yes. Mm-hmm. And it just came to my attention that because this one kind of hits home, I wanted to let you guys know that I was just informed that Matthew Dodd not only drove bus for 40 years, it was a school bus. Can you imagine? driving a school bus for 40 years.
Whoa.
No.
My ex was a school bus driver, so I kind of know what goes on. That man had to be a saint. He had to be a saint. That is a hard job. It really is. It's hard. Anyway, guess what time it is, guys?
That time again, it goes too quickly.
Goodbye. Yes, but tomorrow is Easter. Happy Easter. Yes, 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 yes.
That's right.
It's
don't be late for church.
It's a day of celebration. It's a day that we get to celebrate Jesus Christ resurrecting from the dead and giving us a chance at eternal life. If he hadn't done that, it would be hopeless. It would just be totally hopeless. So come join us. We've got some fantastic Easter songs for tomorrow, and we may have some other kinds of songs for the gospel just because. But gospel songs are always good, and we're going to fit as many Easter songs in as we can. So thank you for joining me today, and thank you, Sue. You came in. It was perfect. I couldn't turn the mics on today or off today.
Okay.
I don't know what's up with this. But
I was
least,
not. But you didn't hear me saying any bad words, did you?
No. I refrained. No, actually, I didn't really need to. That was all right because it finally stopped. That's when I was tempted, but you don't do that. It doesn't fix anything, and it just upsets yourself more. But I finally figured out how to stop it. I still don't know how I did it, but you know, that's all right. As long as it's working, that's okay. But yeah, it's thank you for coming in and hanging in there, and realizing that you had to be a little mouse in the corner this time, and that was kind of hard. That was kind of hard.
That's okay.
Because my keyboard sound kept going, and it is what it is. That's just how we had to do it today. But Calico actually was respectful and stayed quiet. She went to the other room and sat in the window, still looked out the window, I think. But thank you, everybody in the chat, for coming in. We had some good conversations today, and it was really nice. It was really nice. And nobody got freaked out about anything, and other than me about my blog talk. But you know, that maybe it'll switch it back to itself when I sign out. We'll see. But it's okay if it doesn't, because this works like this. It's just if the studio doesn't keep flashing by. I hope I don't have dreams about that. No, my studio. It's amazing. But thank you, everyone who's listening out on the internet as well. Thank you for joining us. Come back for tomorrow's Easter service, because, like I say, we've got some fantastic music waiting for you guys, and we've already started putting it together. So if you don't show up, you're going to be missing something. And it's after your regular church services, so come and get an extra dose. It's Easter, after all. And thank God for the So to sing us out, I'm going to start Easter early. Here is a song from the movie Happy Easter, and Fred Astaire and Judy Garland, and the song is Happy Easter. See you tomorrow, guys.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Me, oh my, there's a lot to buy. There is shopping I must do. Happy Easter to you.
Hear the hat that you must take home. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Here's a lid for my lady's dome. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
This was made for the hat parade on the well-known avenue. This one's nice and it's worth the price. Happy Easter to you. Here's a hat for a pretty face. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Here is one that
I do.
Wrap it up for the trip with a very happy